Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
In my mind, they're all elite level technicians, but stylistically, if I saw them in a silhouette, I'll know who they are. Someone say that Van Persie. If I saw Van Persie in a silhouette, I'll know it's him. Lampard got a star. If I saw Lampard in a silhouette, I'll know it's him.
I think it's Tony Soprano.
Huh?
What?
Sorry,
you say?
What? Welcome back to Filthy Fellas, man. Filthy at five. Obviously. During our last episode, the fireworks episode, apart from the amazing bottom set history lesson, there was a certain point where Mikey Lee Lippi argued that Rice could go on to be better than Gerrard.
Oh, you're on violence.
Hey, play the VT. Play the VT. Oh.
Look, Rice can play centre-back. Rice can play centre-back.
Gerrard can play centre-back.
Yeah, but you could put him there because he's just a try-hard, isn't it? You'd just be running around everywhere.
And he's not as good as Gerrard.
It wouldn't make sense. That wouldn't make sense in no... Come on, bro.
He's not as good as Gerrard.
I don't even think... I think career-wise, what he does, even quality of football, he can even go on to be better than him, bro. But it's just the kind of midfielder
Gerrard is... Let me just make sure I heard that properly.
Yes, You heard it properly, bro.
What do you mean, no?
You see these men that just run around trying mad hard, scoring bare long range
things? That's not Gerrard.
It is good. What do you mean?
Lippi, that's a lazy view, bro.
How's it a lazy view?
That's a lazy view,
brother, let me learn. He was good. Gerrard was good, but he weren't
good.
Technically brilliant.
What?
He wasn't.
That's the clip. That's the clip, guys.
For the man in the building and people listening at home, if they didn't hear the quote, the important quote that we want to unpack or we want to look into is, Gerrard was good, but he wasn't technically brilliant.
Mad.
That's true.
Can I say something before you continue, Marks? One sec, please. I just want to say, well done to you. For standing up for what's right. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because I didn't believe you had that, like, honesty.
You went mad in the
You understand? Big you up, man. And menace is you as well.
The Premier League historically rewarded physicality, chaos, speed, transitional football. Like, more than players who relied on control and rhythm and, like, small space awareness and control and stuff like that. You know what I'm trying to say? Ergo, the technicians struggled to thrive unless there was an environment tailored to them. This is what we're finding.
I like Scholes though. Scholes thrived.
I want to say that from the Prem's inception up until around the 2010s, English football was defined by high tempo, long balls,
end mentality,
physicality, duels, wing play, crosses, hard tackles. Well, unsafe tackles. You get me? Like a referee's allowing more contact.
Career threatening tackles.
This was my problem as well. Why I didn't make it to that level.
Yeah, I mean, and it was, and it kind of still is. Obviously, the technique's raised, but it is a league where athletes, power runners, workhorses, transitional monsters had an advantage over them tempo setting techie players.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, technicians from abroad needed to adapt. Fans, critics, they would label them lightweight.
Yeah. So, for example, players like Varane, Modric, Di Maria, Mesut Ozil,
Vert.
You get me? Wow, it's the Lampard.
Don't do that. That's a Vert.
But players like Lampard, Rooney, Yaya, Stevie G, thrived because of their technique combined with the speed, power, aggression, or engine.
Yeah, you can have technique and not be a technician. That's the quote.
Do we agree with that?
You said that.
Lippi said that
in the group, and I think that's a great group.
A great group.
It is a great group, but it's also a great quote.
Okay, cool. So I think like we need to kind of like set the parameters, innit? Because we were talking about this. These men play in the professional game. Even when you're talking about the internationals, when you get to internationals, even the man that you think's the meatiest, there's a level of technique that they all have to have. There's a standard that all these pros
but
have.
Don't make him a technician.
All right. So what I'm trying to say is, what are we talking about? Because you can't, a man with elite technique is a technician.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't.
Absolutely.
So this is what I'm trying to say. So what are you talking about? Because you're saying a man with good technique. I'm talking about elite technique.
Can I say something? I've been listening. And I thought about it. And I thought about, funny enough, you got the Kung Fu thing on your head. And I thought about the different fighting techniques. So you've got bare different fighting techniques.
could be a grappling technician.
Yeah. You know, you could be a grappler, you could be Muay Thai, you could be
like, kickboxing.
But they're all good in their own right, right? Mm-hmm. So when we're talking of technique, and I heard people comparing sort of a Gerrard to a Pirlo before off camera, like Pirlo had flair in it as well as technique.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes
it looks better.
Like Beckham had technique, probably the best technique
passing
I've ever seen.
Mm.
Like for me, but that's my opinion. So he had technique, and he had a bit of flair, to be fair. It was flair as well.
I think technique is how you do it. Flair is the way you do it. And I think when people will confuse flair and technique a lot. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these flairy players, you start saying, they're technicians, Okay, cool. But there's basic man that ain't got no flair that have absolutely amazing technique.
100%. To add to that point, if you look at the Prem today, who's not technically good as players? I think majority of the league are good with technique individually.
Hence the
reason why modern football is better than ideal before. But when we're talking about technicians, you're talking about ideally someone who is, I wouldn't say heavily reliant on technique, but it's clear to see their technique is levels above the average level of technique. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
And I think a lot of things, because these players that you're talking about, they've got more than just technique, and especially the elite men. So I think a lot of things go into it. It's not just like flair. Some of it's IQ. Some of it's football IQ that's making man see different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like efficiency, isn't it?
And I don't want a man like Gerrard, especially speaking about Gerrard, to get his technique knocked because of his physicality and stuff like that. Because you can have both.
I hear it, yeah. But it's like we said just before we started rolling, yeah. The term, this is where it's kind of confusing, because I think some to do with the term technician, some of it is your style of play, innit? Let me finish. I think you need to have elite technique to be a technician, but I think there are players with elite technique that aren't technicians.
Sorry, just quickly, yeah. So look, I think technique's all about ball at feet. You know what I'm trying to say? So first touch, striking the ball, shooting, passing, you know what I'm trying to say? Ball control and dribbling with it. It's all ball at feet. Technique, that's what you do, innit? You know what I'm trying to say? So
first touch.
Yeah, first touch, all these things. So I think when you put flair and style into it,
it kind of changes it.
There's players that have got a crazy style and crazy flair, but
why are you like you're in school, bruv?
To be a technician now, yeah. I still think to be a footballer, you somewhat need all of these things, innit? But I think the guys that do this to an elite level are technicians. So that's manipulation of tempo while they're on the ball, receiving the ball under pressure, ball body orientation, you get me? All that kind of manipulation stuff, press resistance.
That's my story.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka is one of the most press resistant players in the league, rude boy. Are you going to call him a technician? No, that's not even hyperbole. That's facts.
Yeah, but you're highlighting.
Steve-O would see it because he plays with him now. Like the guy, you can't don't
yeah,
press
but that's,
him.
That's you're highlighting one thing, bro. Okay. What about decision making speed, ability to solve problems in tight spaces, control of rhythm and possession?
No, technician is like a mastery of fundamental skills, bro. That's all it is.
I love that. Say that again.
It's a mastery of fundamental skills. You gotta be a master of all the fundamental skills.
Mastery of fundamental skills. I like that. That's why Gerrard's a technician.
Yeah, he is a technician. And he's a passing technician. He's a shooting technician.
And what else?
A football IQ technician. Understanding is just that IQ comes into press resistance. Understanding where checking your shoulders. That's all IQ. It's all that checking your shoulders. Understanding where knowing what you're going to do with the ball.
Next.
Yeah.
Gerrard does all of that.
All of that.
But I think, yeah, like I said, there's players with elite technique that aren't particularly technicians, and I think it's because of their physicality, innit? And I think Gerrard's one of them players, innit? Another one I say that who you agree with, you disagree with greatly. I think Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't think he was a technician. I think
he was.
I think after worst thing is, let me just land. You don't have to agree with me.
This is his second week running.
Is that the clip?
Second week running.
I'm going for it, bro. I think his technique is just as high as technicians.
Why do you think he scored 960 something goals?
Because of what I'm explaining now, Loons, if you let me finish. Yeah. So I think he's just as techie as technicians, but his speed, his power, he don't need to do what Xavi and Iniesta does. He has more in it. Same as Gerrard.
I don't think style of playing football IQ makes you a technician.
I think it does. Because it can't just
He's
be everyone.
He's a goal scoring technician. Definitely.
Who?
It's
What's
Cristiano.
A goal scoring technician?
A man that can score every type of goal, any type of way, in any situation.
First touch.
Do you know what he was doing?
That's
in the
a
Premier
goal
League.
Scoring technician.
Stop. Even though you're saying about all things, yeah, someone can be super elite at the one thing. He just said Beckham's got the best
technique he ever said, and that's just on passing crossing and freak and set pieces. He does it to such a high standard
that he's a technician,
and forget the other stuff. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's Cristiano with the striking of the ball. With the man brought back the knuckle puck.
You know where it is with Ronaldo, where he's so much, and you're talking about Ronaldo obviously with Messi, where they're so much in their own world, stuff like comments like that can be made because you're not even thinking about the fact that Ronaldo does everything. So when you're talking about technique, you kind of water it down. Because
it's
he does everything.
I said his tech is elite.
Technicians. He's up there with
We're throwing names out. This is what the show's about. So let's just try to get to the bottom of this and just have a look at some of the best football technicians that we've seen grace the pitch.
Yeah.
Ever. Ronaldo.
But before that.
Go on. So.
We publish new content on Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays.
Friday.
So be sure to subscribe, ring the bell and get notified. Do not, so I said that wrong, innit?
You said, Shadow, just subscribe.
Subscribe. You're Dutch. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Just do that with your Dewey. No, just put the fingers in.
Okay, I'm back now. I'm back.
It's important to ring that bell because, as you know, Sunday that went, there was an episode dropped. And if your bell weren't rung, that means you would have missed the sports day.
Missed the sports day.
Yeah. And with,
did you see, Steve-O?
You know what I'm saying? Just with that, Steve-O.
Anything that was a tee, he teed you up.
I'm the sports day technician.
I'm going to give you your flowers. Three finals. I said on camera, I'm saying it here. You wasn't meant to be there.
Man. Arteta, man.
You lost all three finals.
Arteta.
Yes, you know, it's Arteta. As Arteta, and as Arteta, but I was just happy to be there, boys. And amongst you young boys, you know what I mean? But forget all of that. Just make sure you look, go and watch that.
How do you think you perform, though?
I've done all right, man.
How did you survive that sudden death after you died suddenly?
Exactly. Yeah,
this might be the top table at this moment in time.
Ah, it might be.
I'm just happy to be alive,
you
man.
You are.
Yeah, but
I think you're number one, actually.
Black Raul.
Young Romario. Get what I'm saying, she. Vinny Senior. I've got bear names. Briggsy. Remember when my name, back in the day, in the left wing, they used to call
Briggsy. Black Giggs.
Black Giggs.
Oh, is it?
Briggs.
Briggsy.
Where's the R from, bro?
Bliggs. Yeah. Black Giggs.
Remember, ring the bell. Let's get into this episode. That's crazy. All right, cool. Did we briefly mention him earlier? He's one of my favourite players as well. One of my favourite players. I was so pissed when he left the Prem. Luka Modric, man.
He went respected.
Oh, he was so cold. And he used to play in the old boots. I never forget that. Them Nike ones, the blue ones with the thing. They was old.
Predators.
Yeah, no, they weren't predators. Vapors. They was Vapors. Yeah, he used to play in the old Vapors.
Hides the socks, them ones, innit?
And I was respecting that so much because you don't see that. You get me? These man with the, anyway. Top boy.
Elise does that now.
Huh?
Elise does that now.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Spurs fans, it took almost about two seasons before fully appreciating him. I saw the eye test. I knew straight away I wanted him at United. You get what I'm trying to say? Like his control under pressure, his ability to dictate the tempo. Mad.
The pass before the assist, that's his...
The hockey thing.
You see how they were calling... You see how you had your names? They were calling me... It was Menace Modric and Menace Mora. When okay. I done Evil
Mora.
Mora.
Lucas Mora.
That ain't a compliment.
No, I'm just saying. Oi, PSG Mora. Sorry, I don't want to come off topic. PSG Mora.
I think that says a lot about you.
I got Menace Modric as well.
He's bench up PSG a lot.
It's two different technicians there.
In certain circles, people call the outside of the boot pass the Modric pass.
I want to talk about that.
Vela.
He's gone mad. Look at him. What's wrong with him?
Outside the boot pass, lips. That's my. Oh, I hate
that's
doing
me,
this.
That's my bag.
Hey.
I hate doing this, bro.
You know what's crazy?
I hate doing
Boys.
This.
We've actually done a sports day here, so people that are talking out of turn will be this far.
I've got outside of the boot goal.
Anyway, brother, before Modric, and there's probably other players that done it, but I want to send a honourable mention to Paul Merson, because his outside of the boot pass was... It was like basically what they do is, by doing the outside of the ball, outside of their boot, it's like they're having a left foot.
Yeah,
it's like you're two-footed.
That's
you know
how
I mean.
Am.
So, and you don't have to get into that position to do it. So it's a secret weapon, man.
That's Modric. How I am. I'm a bit like that. So like, what I'm gonna say is, an early coach told me about the Travella, innit? Yeah, because I used to use my left foot, but it used to be under reluctancy, like under big duress. Yeah, I'd use it. Wait. So he told me, use your foot. Is like a Swiss Army knife. There's all different.
That's bad. That's
there's
bad
all
advice.
Different. There's all your every part
your
of your
one
foot.
They would have told you to use your left foot.
No, but he's letting you know all parts of your foot gives you different cuts, drip drives on the lever. So once I find
Coach Loons,
that once I find that, I can be running in and I can go whap and put it near post.
That's bad.
Yeah,
that's
I used to go whack.
I'd be wrong. I'm gonna defend him. Do you know why?
He's not wrong.
Table tennis. He's got it. He's got it. And it linked because it's the same thing. The story is very similar. And I hate that you said it first, but I went, my outside the boot is second to none. And I don't, I hate being the one to say it, but the comments will tell you. Where's my best position? Left wing.
This sports day might be the worst thing.
I don't know what you're doing.
Sports day might be the worst thing that ever happened on this channel, bro.
I played you twice, bro.
He told me he's the best left winger in Brent.
Bro, the story is dead. The comments will defend me.
Let's get back to Modric, man.
I'll ask the questions. Are we in agreement that Modric is an absolute technician?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Lips ain't saying anything.
I said yeah, bro.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to do this for every person, but I might as well just get it out of the way now because obviously you questioned Gerrard being a technique, yeah? I mean, being a technician or whatever. Or question is technique being elite, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Them two on a training pitch, yeah? On a training pitch, Luka Modric and Steven Gerrard, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What is Luka Modric doing on that training pitch that he's going to excel at that Steven Gerrard is struggling
Thank you.
With?
There you go. I was going to say that.
And please tell me and make it clear and concise because I'm of the mindset that everything this guy can do on that training pitch, Gerrard will be able to do.
And on the football pitch.
No, but I'm just... Okay, cool.
Lips?
I think he'll do everything better than Gerrard. Apart
what?
Hit a ball really hard still. That's me personally, Modric. If you don't think... If you think Gerrard does things as well as Modric, cool, bro. I don't believe that.
So you're saying, the passing exercise
power.
Is Gerrard screwed. Short passing.
I didn't say screwed. You just said, I don't think he'll execute it as well as Modric, bro.
Bro, Gerrard I don't
grass
cutter.
That's wicked.
Gerrard's got
bro.
Every pass. He's got the whip. He's got the dink. He's got the drive. I'm of the mindset that there ain't nothing that Luka Modric's going to do on a training pitch that Gerrard ain't going to be able to do. That's what I'm of the mindset.
That's not the...
Yeah, because
they
I'm saying
both do it
to the same. No, I'm talking about to the same level of ability, technical ability, passing, shooting.
One might be 9, one might be 10.
Passing.
But I don't think Modric can chat to Gerrard in terms of shooting. Shooting,
yeah, that's what I said. But that's because of power.
Him,
that's because of power.
Every
placement
finish,
or power
dinks,
shooting. Every
dinks,
shooting.
Every shooting.
Gerrard's got every finish, you know. Gerrard can wrap. Gerrard
can slap a ball, you know.
He can't dribble like Gerrard.
He did it against him. Modric did it against him. I'm sure Gerrard.
Bro, Modric's got.
He can hit a ball.
Modric's got
well.
Outside the boot. Has Gerrard hit outside
yes,
the boot?
Yes,
he
has. Have you not seen outside?
I'm arsed.
Hang about, brother. It's one of the best 2, 3, 4 of the best passes I've seen in the Premier League has been Gerrard outside of the boot.
I didn't say pass. I said finishing. I was arsing.
I don't know if I'm clutching the straws there. Can he cross better than him? Crossing ability. Gerrard's up there in the Premier League. Beckham, yeah. Trent, KDB, Stevie G.
Bruno.
Elite crosses.
Oh.
Elite.
Oh.
Who?
We've got pace on him.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
my
Santi's
bad.
A poor Modric.
Yeah, Santi is a poor Modric. Yeah, 100%.
Let's speak about Santi quickly, yeah? I think that's an example of a player that I think is a technician, but at the same time, I think he's nowhere near Steven Gerrard, bro.
No, I think he's got technique, but he's not a technician.
Santi Cazorla.
I think he's more technician than anything. I think he's more technician than anything.
Santi Cazorla has got it. Ain't he bow footed?
Yeah.
He takes crosses with
both feet. Illegally bow footed, though. Illegally.
Both corners.
In my mind, if Santi Cazorla ain't a technician, no one is.
And you seen that clip where he's taking the corner and then Koscielny goes,
yeah.
Go that way.
And he goes and he in swings it instead. Yeah, bro. I think.
If he's not a technician, you're saying Santi's not a technician.
We said it already. It's about execution, it's about how you do the thing. And if he can take corners, left foot, right foot, penalties, left foot, right foot, the same way, that technique is elite.
You're right. When you put it like that, yeah.
Oxlade-Chamberlain, recently, he was on a podcast talking about Santi. He said that all of the power drills, the jumping, weightlifting, anything like that, he was
winning.
Strong, innit?
No. Terrible. He said you shouldn't even be in the same gym as them, man. He said it was that bad. But he said as soon as he touched the ball, the things he was doing, it was unbelievable.
You know what, it's very Spanish, it must be the Spanish thing, because they said the same thing about Thiago Alcantara. They said like in the gym, he's talking to you while you're pumping weights, or how's your day been, he don't pump weights. Yeah, just
Spaniards are teched up.
I think
naturally.
the standard Spanish player compared to like the standard
English player. Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest, even if you compare the standard Spanish player to a good English player, they're not far apart technically, bro.
Yeah, they're not.
Get me, bro. So it's, and that's what I mean by Gerrard.
Whoa, the Gerrard.
careful.
Look. What you've got to remember is this, yeah. Like the top, like the other than the Iniesta, Xavi's and all that. Other than that's the super elite, yeah. Below that is like Dani Ceballos and all that. Gerrard is not with those men, bro. Do you get what I'm saying?
What, technically?
He's not with those man. He's with those man. There's not. Isco's with Iniesta and that.
Xavi
Isco's
Iniesta.
With them.
Wait, wait. Xavi Iniesta, you said it's up there, yeah?
Technically.
You said up there.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
Hey, what I'm saying. You said Xavi Iniesta's super elite.
Yeah, Busquets.
And then you said...
Cruz.
Danny... Caballos, bro. There is a gap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The gap your Cazorla's in there.
No. But no, Cazorla's the top of the Danny Caballos thing. He's at the top of it.
Cazorla's in with Xavi in them.
No, he's the bottom of the Xavi list.
He is, bro.
Hey, look, let me tell
he's
you.
In that elite Spanish
let me tell you what my mindset on it, and I don't know whether the man them is going to agree, yeah? I don't think, yeah, that pushing up or saying that there's elite, because there's levels to everything, yeah? So I don't think, like, me saying Steven Gerrard is an elite level technician, yeah, that doesn't mean that he's on the level of certain men that you are going to speak to, Ronaldinho or whatever, yeah, because there is levels, yeah. But what I'm trying to say is just because they're higher, don't mean you should be able to push Stevie down.
That's
my point that I'm making. Yeah, yeah. Stevie is an elite level technician. There's better technicians than him, cool, but there's levels to everything.
And he's a technician in more than one.
Yeah, in more than one
field.
Shooting, passing, touch.
Wait, can I go back to comparing it to fighting? Sorry. I'm in the fighting. I've just been away.
MMA.
I'm in the fighting zone right now. But I was at Brave 100. Yeah.
Oh, that's Bahrain. Already done it. I got it.
Anyway, bro, when you're in an elite, say UFC, for instance, yeah? When you get in the top 10 or even top 15, is it top 15?
Top 15,
top
yeah.
15, then you are considered ranked. That's what we're saying. So, but the top 15th fighter to number one, there could be quite a gap.
If you're 15, you're elite, isn't it? Or saying basically.
Hold on. But you see, like you said with fighting, let's talk about boxing now, yeah? That's a prime example, yeah? So you've got heavyweights now, yeah? You've got like Tyson Fury, technically elite, yeah? Then you've got like Mike Tyson style man, who you can't say they're not technically elite, but their thing is more relying on like grit and power and
No, that's lazy. That's lazy.
It's a different style.
Very lazy.
It's a different style.
I'm sorry, but it's
Mike Tyson's got exceptional boxing technique.
Exceptional.
Are you mad? It's a different style.
He makes the openings.
It's just in broski. Man.
You need Wilder. You need Wilder.
Wilder. 2 seconds. Boys, I don't care. 2 seconds. This is my thing, yeah. I don't care. You see what you lot are saying, yeah? You see what you lot are saying? It's just conversation sake. I don't care. You lot know boxing more than man, wicked, red. I'm just saying, in this conversation, because the worst thing is, I'm saying, Gerrard is like a Tyson, where he has the technique, it's there, but that's not what he relies on, bro.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to say Mike Tyson was a bad boxer. Mm. I'm saying Tyson Fury, who... You lot are going to say, oh my days, he does have power. He doesn't have as much power as a Tyson, so he more has to rely on
can I jump
his
on
boxing
your,
skills.
Can Go I tell you, can I add to that? So let me add to that. Right. Chuck Liddell was a bad boy wrestler, so he could have taken people down, but instead
after this, we're getting back in the car.
Yeah. But he used his wrestling to not go get grounded, you know what I mean? Not get taken down. So he could have wrestled and took people down, but he was an elite kickboxer as well, so.
Okay, look, let's just look. So look, we've got like a tier one of technicians, we're gonna call the architects. We've put a few names in there. Get me players who can dictate the entire game. You're talking like Zidane, Modric, Paul Scholes, Xavi, Iniesta.
Wait, what's that?
Perlo. Yeah.
You added Skulls on there.
He did there though. What, is he not in there?
What, Skulls not in there?
He's not in there.
What, Skulls not in there?
Skulls not in there.
But in that list, I'm mad Busquets ain't there.
What?
Skulls is closer to them, man, than Gerrard is, technically. That's what I think. But you know I'm still Gerrard over Skulls.
Nah, I don't think.
But it's just, if we're talking tech, because you know what it is? You lot think I'm cussing, man. The worst thing is, yeah, should I be real? If I had to pick a centre midfielder out of Modric and Gerrard, I'm picking Gerrard, bro. So this tech thing is isolated to tech alone.
What I'm saying is Gerrard does more than the technique stuff that we have him to a high. We have him to a high regard on technical stuff, yeah. But he's saying, correct me if I'm wrong. He's saying Gerrard does more than just having the technique. Hence the reason when you're mentioning certain people like Xavi and Iniesta, technically they are above Gerrard. Am I right? Or am I wrong?
Certain things.
Okay, so stop. What I want to do is I want to work my way through these tiers. And then you can tell me which one.
This is what I'm going to say about the whole situation with that tier one and all that. Yeah, I believe to be in tier one, you've got to be a technician in multiple facets. I believe that. I don't believe you could have, he's an elite passer and you're in tier one. I think you need to be an elite passer, elite shooter. I mean, you conduct the game.
Modric.
No, he's not elite shooter. He's an elite. He controls the game, elite, yeah. A game IQ, elite passer.
It's his opinion.
I hear it.
It's wrong, but it's his opinion.
I'm just going to ask.
Let Lippy go, boys. Lose, one sec. Calm down, boys. Okay, calm down. Let Lippy land, please.
Boys, do you think Xavi was an elite shooter?
No, but he had multiple facets, like I'm saying. He had bare.
You just contradicted yourself.
No, I just said Modric. I just said you need multiple facets. Yeah,
and the one you went on was shooting.
Multiples any.
Ah, cool, man.
I just used
two. Okay, cool. So one second. So what we're saying is, what are you on about? So this list here: Pirlo, Iniesta, Xavi, Zidane, Paul Scholes. You're saying Modric shouldn't be in there?
No.
Can I ask a question?
Jad is going crazy off the screen, by the way.
Man,
Jad is losing
Jad,
his
man.
Mind.
Let me ask a question. Can I ask a question? Should Tony Cruz be there?
No.
No.
No. Is he dictating the game?
Technician. What? Is he dictating the game?
More than Modric.
Tony Cruz could be there.
Tony Cruz. Is Tony Cruz not in there?
Cruz could be there.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Tony Cruz actually could.
Yes.
Tony Cruz.
This is my argument for Cruz not being there, innit? I think when it comes to press resistance, them man, because I just think he was a little bit stiffer than them. I think his thing was more, don't get it twisted, on the ball, yeah, but it's more distribution. These man is overruled.
Lippy, like, you're right with
they
that.
Get the ball anywhere, it's a madness. It's safe. You don't think so, bro?
Bro,
I don't think
Cruz is in there.
Have you seen that clip of Tony Cruz when they're doing that little pop around Madrid? It's in a game. And he hits that pass and it just puts Vinny through.
I hear that.
And Judah spins around to him and just applauds him.
I think he's done it against Brian Munich.
And Vinny goes on and scores.
Yeah, but that's, you just agreed with what I'm saying then. That's a pass.
Wait. Let me make a decision here. I've taken a knock. Someone is going mad on the sidelines warming up. I'm going to do this for the show.
He's dying. He's saying, coach, get me in the game.
Thiago shouldn't be here. Thiago should be in the other group.
Okay, cool. Stop. Before we even address anything else, I want to talk to the managers end of the pitch because you was...
I'm going to lose my shit.
You was losing your shit. Get it off. I want to know, what was you going crazy about?
I don't understand what he's saying about Modric, by the way, because he's literally got everything that these men have in tier one. Sorry, GOP, can you go back to the tier one? He's gone and said that you need shooting.
You do.
And then Xavi, he said, he's got multiple facets.
He has.
So what's the multiple facets that he's got that Modric doesn't have?
You see what you've done there? You switched around what I said. So when I started...
Literally, one set, bro.
When I started, I said, to be in the top tier, you need multiple facets, yeah? Okay. I said, for me, Modric don't have passing, shooting, and the rest, yeah? Yeah, he doesn't have. He has game IQ, yeah? Okay. He's maybe weight of pass, maybe. He doesn't have distances. He don't have all of that. I don't believe he does. I don't believe Luka Modric can switch the game. I don't believe he could.
You say that. Wow. They won a Champions League because of him as well.
Loon.
Are you forgetting Modric outside the boot?
Yes. Thank you.
Bro,
thank you.
Come on.
This is passing.
That's lazy. I can explain myself.
This is my thing, yeah?
You came here and got onto me. And I can't explain.
This is my thing, yeah? If a man don't believe something, he don't believe it, innit? Yeah? Cool, innit? Yeah? But this is why a man do this to you, Loons. Because you contradict yourself.
I didn't contradict myself.
You did.
It's on tape, bro.
You literally...
But bro, we're telling you examples. You just said Tony Cruz and someone went and did this. We just saw Modric do it.
I didn't say Tony Cruz, he said it.
No, but who did the whole thing?
Not
me. Did you do that?
I said Tony Cruz,
everyone clapped. Who said that?
He said it, right?
Exactly, you said that.
Oh, yeah.
So you said that. So when I'm telling you Modric did the outside of the foot pass that the whole world saw and the whole world say they won the championship, you don't remember? That's fine, you choose what you want to remember. But I'm telling you, Modric deserves to be there because he's got passing. He's one of the best passers of the ball. By the way, he's still 40 years old doing it in Serie A as well. I don't care, Modric absolutely deserves to be there, Jad. By the way, I don't care. But I'm saying shooting as well. He does outside of the foot. What does he not have? What does he not have?
Modric doesn't have anything that Thiago Alcantara didn't. Thiago Alcantara's not there. Facts. Thiago's a better dribbler than him, better shooter than him.
Can he dictate a game like Modric? No, he can't.
Yes, he can.
If there's tiers of players, there's no way Modric should be anywhere apart from one. I don't care what the metrics is.
Because you know what it is?
Because he's a rude
this
boy.
Is why I like, hold on. This is why I like this conversation, yeah? Because I think what separates the Zidane's and the Xavis and the Iniestas from these man here, yeah, is the decision making, the matureness that goes with that technique.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about our tier two that we put together. Yeah, we're going to call them the surgeons. Yeah, these are elite problem solvers in tight spaces. Mm-hmm. You got Bernardo Silva. You got Isco from like a 2017, even though he's been cooking recently as well. Mesut Ozil, Juan Mata, a prime Eriksen.
Eriksen over Coutinho. Whoa.
Eriksen is 100% a technician.
Hold on 2 seconds. Luke, this is, I think Coutinho should be in this one. But you're upset, just broski. That's just five examples, six examples. No,
mad.
But you're going over Coutinho. We haven't mentioned my man.
Juan Mata and Christian Eriksen prime ain't better than Coutinho. Prime.
It's not about better. They're better technicians.
No.
Yes, they are.
No.
Eriksen is. Again, it's
no. I think Mata over Eriksen, by the way, as well.
That's cool. But I'm just saying, I believe Eriksen is. It's opinions. Coutinho, I don't have to die on anything. I believe
he is. This is the tier, bro. These are like the. The meaties are dance, bro.
So where's KDB?
Tier 1.
Tier 1.5. He's Gerrard.
He's tier 1.5.
He's not Gerrard.
He is. KDB is.
Gerrard might be like tier 2.7. Because, no, now that I'm seeing how this is shaping up, nah, he's not. 3.9.
What are you saying?
He's 3.9. He's 3.9.
These are tier 3, our magicians. Players with the outrageous technique, but not constant game control. And I'm saying, I feel like they feel like maybe the technique's a little bit lower. Style of play and flair's coming into it when you're looking at these players. We've got Pogba, we've got Santi Cazorla, we've got a prime Coutinho, and we've got a Bruno Fernandes.
How did Santi smuggle in there?
Can I add someone, please? Just I know the list ain't complete list, but that's an honourable mention. I don't know where he would be, but that's the Italian that was at PSG a few years ago.
Verratti.
Yeah, man. Like right, he became for about 4 years, he had a real.
I think he's a bit underneath.
He controlled, really.
Verratti's great.
I think Verratti's with Sandy.
Yeah, man.
Verratti's
I remember there. That time, bro.
Verratti's up there, boys.
This is where we're getting because this is where we're getting confused, yeah. Because for me, Verratti, he kind of fell off, but that doesn't say anything about his technique.
Yeah,
he's still a technician. Yeah, you understand? Because again, this is because again, why I'm seeing certain like for me, Santi Cazorla should be higher.
Pogba should be higher.
But it feels,
again, he should be in the top tier.
Again,
for me.
I think Pogba should be higher. But higher, again, 100. I think where the lines are getting crossed is man's mixing how good their career was as well. You understand?
So it's that's like, what man love to do.
So, but my thing is, I don't think technique's anything to do with that. And it brings me back to Gerrard, where there's guys that might be twice the player as him technically, but that's nothing. That means nothing, bro. Honestly, bro. Because that's my whole point.
Cool. So remember, we got our tier one, the architects, yeah? Players who can dictate the entire game. That's what we want, yeah? Our tier two is like elite problem solvers in tight spaces. We're going to call them the surgeons. You get me? Intricacy. And our tier three is the magicians. Players with outrageous technique, but they don't, like, but not constant game control. Where are you putting Gerrard in this?
Okay,
in this
GOP goes. So the first one is architects. The second one is surgeons. The third one is magicians. Me personally, I've never heard Steven Gerrard be described by as any of those things.
Never seen him control a game, dictate a game.
Broski, did you hear what
let
I just
land,
said
let
to
him
you?
Land, let him land.
I said, I've never heard him be called an architect, a surgeon, or a magician. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Simple. Yeah?
I've had magician. I've had magician.
Wait, let him go.
Yeah? This is my perspective, innit? Okay. Again, I think people think, because this is what most people do online, where they discredit a man's tech or a part of a man's game. They think I'm trying to bring down his reputation. No, it's not that. Again, the prime example I'm going to keep using Cazorla. I'll use Modric, Luka Modric, who is tier one for me. I prefer Steven Gerrard over him.
Okay, so where are you going to put him?
He's none of them. He's not any of them, bro.
He's a lower level than these, man?
Yes, technically.
Flipping.
He's back
here
again.
Technically, he is.
What?
He is, bro.
What's the name for tier four? The destroyer.
Not destroyer.
Okay, you know
bro.
What? Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Let's not go crazy. I'm gonna go around the room because you've spoken. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go around the room. Mm-hmm. I don't even need. You can elaborate on it if you want. What tier are you putting Gerrard in, Loons?
I'm putting. I'm gonna put Gerrard in tier one, the architects, and respectfully, I will put Modric in the surgeon.
Okay, we never asked you for that, but
that's
what
I'll do.
That's cool.
That's what I'll do.
Jad, where are you putting Gerrard?
Tier four.
Tier
four, because these tier three are all technicians. I don't think he's a technician. He's got technique. He's not a technician.
You don't know football either, man.
No, sir. That's
football.
And I put him in the same level as Lampard.
Supports two football teams.
Let's not fight anybody for their opinions. That's what Beyoncé's internet is for, and the crowd. Steve-O.
No, man.
Wait, what are you doing? I'm
like, don't put that on my
bro, what are you doing, dude, man?
Don't put that on my
He earned
but
this,
he's giving
bro.
It to me. He's moving mad.
Bro, stop.
Stop hating. It's cold. Hey, Steve-O. Yeah. What tier are you putting Gerrard in?
I am putting Gerrard right now. Listen, this is what I'm saying. So, tier one is players who... Gerrard controls the game, whether it be defensively, attacking. The geezer can do it all. That's the whole problem we've got with him. He can do it all. And he uses to play to strengths in certain games. There's been games that I've seen Steven Gerrard, when needed, be a quarterback. Mm-hmm. There's been games that I've seen Gerrard, when needed, be a defensive ball. There's been games where I've seen Gerrard, when it's needed, be the striker and get the two goals or the hat trick. Like with clinical finishing. You know what I'm saying?
What tier are you putting him in?
So I'm putting him in tier one, purely because...
Appreciate that.
He can do this, man, but he won't look as good doing it, but he is there. So if, like I said, with the UFC or MMA, whatever, top 15, he might be ranked number 10 out of the architects.
Yeah, he might not be a Khabib or an Islam. Mm-hmm. He might not be, but he might be Stephen Gerrard, like Dustin Poirier.
Okay.
Rated.
Okay. Well, sorry. Menace ain't even spoke yet.
I'm glad you said that, you know.
1 second, guys. Menace, what tier are you putting Stephen Gerrard in?
If we're talking technicians, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tier two. Technicians. He doesn't, on a technical vibe, he doesn't sit with Zidane, your Iniesta, your Xavi.
So he sits with Ozil?
Exactly. Can I ask you where he sits with these guys? Why does he sit with these guys?
No. Where does he rank with these lot?
Oh, come on, these look at them players you're saying.
No, but we're saying
there,
ability.
Man.
We're not talking about career. We're not talking about
He's a legend.
Exactly. I knew you were going to say that. But that's not what we're talking
that's
about.
That's the problem.
This is where we're going wrong.
That's the problem.
This is where we're going. This is about technique only. It's not about his whole thing.
Well, you don't think technique's a specific thing.
No, I don't. That's My man crazy. Said control the game defensively. What does that even mean?
Yeah, man. I think elite problem solver in tight spaces. I think if I look at that, I've seen him do that multiple times.
Yeah,
and I think for me, if you look at certain technical players in that, you know, your Ozils, I don't think Gerrard technically is there.
He can do it all.
But I agree with you. But for me, he's more a surgeon. He's more a problem solver for me. His technical ability is up there, though. That's just on a technical vibe.
I was going to say, mate, the problem you're having is every single one of those titles... He can do.
Thank you. Magician.
Stop.
Yeah, I've seen him do magician stuff as well.
In my mind, the descriptions that we've gave, yeah, for all of these tears, I've seen Stevie do at one point or another in his career.
That's the point.
He's very capable of doing all of them. I'm putting Stevie G in elite tear one.
Trust me.
Okay?
Yeah.
Jad. We know you don't know Paul.
He said it already.
No, you want to say that?
No, I wanted to say something. Oh. Because you questioned, first of all, who made the list. I made this list based on...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Just wait. So, no, just wait, man. Let me talk. I base this off technique. So when you're looking at these players...
But if it's Gerrard doesn't
through the
come,
roof! Technicians! When I'm talking about technicians and everything into account... Bro, let me finish. No, I'm not. When you take everything into account and ability, I don't think Gerrard is touching these players... with all their abilities
all that,
into
all
one. I don't think so. Just wait. And then you go to tier two. GOP, can you please go to tier two? That's why I ask you, where does he rank with these guys? And I think...
They can't lace his boots.
No way,
Mata
man.
Can't lace
no, technically.
Not on a career.
Ozil can't lace his boots.
When he's on the pitch, he's better than them.
Yeah,
that's what you know.
You said it's not on a technical vibe.
Yes, he is.
On a technical vibe.
It's the Steven Gerrard show, bro.
Bro, technically, what are you talking about?
You've done too much.
What are you lot of losing? This is what I mean. No, he's not. Better than all of them with the ball.
He's better than them.
He's a better football player than everyone else.
That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about.
Bernardo's top tier.
Bernardo's got top tier dribbling.
We're talking pure tech, and if he's a technician,
just
bro.
Tech alone.
This is my thing, yeah? Hold on, 2 seconds. You see what you said, yeah? I've seen Steven Gerrard go do this for the team and do that. You see, with these players here, you'd never do that with them because they're pure technicians. You need them on the creative front. You need them on the ball. You'd never get Zidane to drop back and do
can't.
That.
Need to.
Sorry to shout. I hate to shout. There is not a single thing that Juan Mata can do with a
football that Steven Gerrard can't
exactly.
do.
That's not true.
With the ball, Mata is better than Gerrard.
There is
Gerrard.
Not a single thing that one Mata can do with the football that Steven Gerrard can't do.
On the ball, he's better than Gerrard.
One
Mata
better than Coutinho on the ball, bro.
Either way, Coutinho then. Coutinho is better than Gerrard on the ball.
With the ball at feet, up dribbling, yes.
Yeah, so Mata's not better than Gerrard with it. So dribbling, he's not. This is what that's what the argument is.
One voice. Look, it's all opinions, yeah. We hear all day arguing opinions, yeah? So let's not just go too crazy. We're allowed different opinions.
With this episode, I wanted to make it clear the distinction. The whole clip that went viral and Lippy said what he said and people got it all wrong with what he meant, I wanted it to make it clear. We're doing the same thing and we're getting confused
they
again.
They got it right. No, but you're doing damage
but he
control.
Was saying technician and not technical ability.
The reason why he got it wrong is because he was wrong.
Yeah.
And he is a technician as well as a technician.
I'm saying this, you lot are confusing it.
No, you are.
I don't want to throw Lippy under the bus, yeah, at all. But he's saying, yeah, and he's the point that he keeps trying to drive home is, I never said Gerrard ain't got good technique. I said he's not a technician. And that is the problem with the line.
Exactly.
Wrong.
Exactly.
He's wrong.
2 seconds. This is what I'm going to do it. Boys, you know what? I didn't want to have to do this because usually I have the England flag on my hat and I'm Winston Churchill. I'm going to have to do this. This is the problem with English football, bro.
England.
It's not England, but I just think English football mentality is different from the rest of the planet, bro. And the fact that you think Gerrard is as good technically as one Mata is an Ozil is like is
because
again you're saying on the pitch he's better than them. That's a different conversation.
He said legend.
Yeah, he is a legend.
But that's not the argument though. The argument isn't that though.
I said many things. You want to focus on them.
I just picked one thing you said.
Exactly. And my thing is like I hear it because this is what Matt. You see me, ball. Bro. I'm not here to be England players' brethren, bro. Like you, man, bro. Yeah? See, you know, I'm straight, bro.
You don't want to be Gerrard's brethren?
Yes.
Me.
You, man. You see me? I was a youth when these men were playing. They're your Wilshere's to man. Wilshere's my school year. You, man, got Gerrard. It's different. I hear it. It's your dog, innit? I will fight for a Wilshere like this, innit? But no, bro.
No, it's different.
If a man tries to compare Gerrard's him to different. Ozil and all of these, man, I will wake up and say, yeah, there's a difference. You understand?
Man are doing the complete football package rather than
we're not.
Just
no, we're
technicians.
Not.
Yes,
technicians.
Yes,
okay,
bro.
So what about? Okay, so this is to say, is he a technician? We're talking about just English players.
No.
No,
please.
Steven Gerrard. Because Wayne Rooney, you got Steven Gerrard, you got
Beckham,
Scholes, Joe Cole,
Gerrard's there,
Beckham.
But you see, even Beckham, yeah? Can we speak about Beckham quickly?
Beckham's got tech.
Gerrard, listen, please. Listen, please. Gerrard, when I say all-round game, that's what he can do. That's what you said about Mike Tyson, but he's homed in on what his strengths are and that, right? But, as I say, I've seen him. Even sometimes I've seen him as a season be the guy that runs into the box for a whole season.
Second striker.
Yeah,
behind
I've seen
Torres.
Him for a season where he's the quarterback.
You saw him for like, a season right
I've
wing.
I've seen him... There you go. Like what I'm saying,
and he's dominant.
But that's
dominant.
Not a gig, but that's.
But hang about, uh-huh. Right? To be able to do that, the amount of IQ
and ability,
technique, technician, all of that you need to have.
No.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean you're just saying the words.
Let me finish. What you are doing is you're taking a specific for me role. Rather than a player with technique and who is a technician, you are. You're almost saying you've got to play like a Wan Mata.
Yeah,
play
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's like we're not. No, that's not it.
It's not style. You're saying play
style.
If we go
technique for technique and Gerrard stroke a ball, he strikes the ball better. If you go to touch, like all of that, he beats them in everything.
Touch.
Everything.
Touch compared to these guys.
Football IQ and playing style. That's what you're talking
playing
about.
Playing style.
Style and IQ.
Hold on. You see with these, like I said, I made the point that it's English players. You see with these English players, Beckham, Gerrard, you see how you had to go passing, shooting, then all of those, you had to stop. You see, when you talk about the Zidanes, Mahrez, Pogba, you speak about technique across the whole board, broski. And, bro, because again, yeah, Beckham, 100%, one probably the best distribution we've ever seen. But when it comes to things like press resistance, yeah, it's up there.
He was
but it's
press
not
resistance.
Like, oh, let me just finish. He was press resistant, but he's not like Xavi.
But he's not like Modric. Go, he's not AC like, Milan, PSG can play anywhere in the world. Real Madrid, he's played anywhere. He can play with anyone. Beckham can play with anyone.
What you lot are saying has nothing to do with what I'm saying. Okay, I'm talking about technique.
It's a specific style you're talking
about.
I'm not,
and again,
I'm
no,
saying because
no,
of his technical
no,
ability.
Brother, but again.
Because of his level.
Do you see me?
That's why.
No, hold on. You see Beckham? That's a technician for man. That's a technician. Specialist in what he was doing is different. For me, yeah, again, it's almost unlucky that Gerrard was good at everything. But when you spread yourself...
Free kicks, corners.
When you spread yourself across everything, you spread yourself thinner, bro. That's the truth. It's the truth. When technicians concentrate on the technique alone, because again, Xavi couldn't go play right back.
Concentrate on what pass?
In it, what do you mean? Broski, where Gerrard? Yeah,
no, I'm preening it. KDB is Steven Gerrard with less power and more vision.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
You know what I'm saying?
Can I say one thing?
Less power, more vision.
Can I say
he's
one
Gerrard.
Thing, though? Can I say one thing?
Less
though?
Power, more vision.
Okay. Can I say it now? Okay. Can I say it now? Because that's interesting. Yeah. Because
I think KDB
does reminds me of Gerrard a lot as well, bro. Yeah, and
passing range and all that.
I just think it's a thing where it's an era they played in, innit? If Gerrard got to play here, like in the last decade or so, with more foreign players, more foreign coaching and them thing there, I think it'll be like a Super Saiyan Bellingham kind of player.
He went deeper.
Okay, that's no. But again, my whole thing is I just think he'd be that good, innit?
Last point on minutes quickly before I say something.
I'll be completely honest. I think I've clocked it. Modern mindset, 1, 2, 3. We're thinking the same. 4, 4, fifth floor is a different thinking. And I'm telling you.
Why did I let you speak?
I'm telling you. Because. Wait. I'm telling you right now.
These young boys don't know nothing, is what you're proving.
Hear what I'm saying.
These young boys don't know nothing.
Hear what I'm saying.
TikTok generation.
Hear what I'm saying.
You're on TikTok disrespecting our legends. These young boys on TikTok disrespecting our legends.
They don't know nothing.
I don't agree with it, though. Let me land. Because you shot me, but I've got my strap as well. The same thing I'm about to say, you lot, when you're talking about Gerrard, you are mentioning stuff as if we're not rating Gerrard. You said he could do this. We're talking about technicians. You man are going, no one said we don't rate Gerrard.
Elite technique.
You man are just...
What you don't get, what we're saying is, yeah, Steve, we're saying Steven Gerrard is a technician.
Yeah.
We are saying he is. We know he's a good player. We know you're saying he's a good player. Yeah. We have a problem if you lot are saying he
wait,
is.
Wait. He's talking to me. Loons, I'm waving.
So
Loons.
In terms of the multiple position, he could play multiple positions. Some positions he's a 10 out of 10. Some positions he's an 8 out of 10. Some might be a 7. But listen to what I'm saying to you. To do that, being an 8 out of 10 and having the technique that he has in passing, shooting, driving, first touch, IQ, mentality, all of that, being a high technician and all of that at right wing is still a technician. The cross is going to be almost Beckham level. It's going to be that. It is.
What?
Oh, bro, you didn't watch it.
Yes,
bro.
I did. How did I not watch it?
Just chill, man. You defo didn't, bro. Put Carzola there with Coutinho.
I'm listening to you and I've heard everything you said. I agree with you, but I am still telling you right now, when it comes to technicians, there is levels. No one said Gerrard can't do what he does in other positions. His technical ability is a reason why he can. But when there is levels, talking about technicians, Gerrard, for me, isn't up there
and this
with
is my
your...
point that I tried to make to you, so there is levels, but he's elite level. That don't mean there's not people better than him.
Yeah.
That don't mean that there's not people better than him. That's what you are missing.
Like, Busquets is a technician.
But Busquets can't do right back and second strike and whatnot.
He doesn't need to.
But exactly. Certain man don't need to, but you lot keep bringing the...
Oh,
let me
land
more.
He's
talking to me. You lot keep bringing the different positions and that and whatnot. Busquets played one position. We're using Busquets now. Busquets played
Trent's
one position. He's an elite technician. Yes or no? He played one position. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this whole Gerrard could hear? His body
but
mechanics is better than others for him to do other things. That's fine.
It's fine. You're right.
He just called Reece James a technician, by the way.
But we're talking technicians.
Reece James a technician and Trent. So we're supposed to listen to anything he's saying. He's got a different definition of the word. This is what I mean. He's not understanding.
Passing technicians, bro.
Passing technicians. Oh, yeah, that's not what a technician is.
Hey, guys, we're going to derail the show. Come on, look, concentrate.
There's not one thing for a technician, bro.
Exactly.
So what are you on about? So if I'm saying they're passing technicians, what's the problem?
They're on about style of play.
No, man, you're talking flair, bro.
We brought up players, Xavi, Andres, Iniesta, whatnot. And I was, again, the same thing I said with Modric. I'm saying, tell me something that... and just Iniesta could do on a training pitch that Gerrard would struggle with. Lippi said,
I just want to know, why did you say training pitch?
Because there's too much intangibles for a game. We're not talking about the game. We're talking about, because it's all about your technique. It's about how you strike the ball. It's about how you pass the ball. It's about how you head the ball. So that's why, I want training drills set up, because that's going to set up levels. If I'm in a training drill,
like
one
what
second,
I do
stop.
Levels.
One sec, stop. If I'm on a training drill, yeah, and it's long passing, and I can ping that ball 30 yards and make it drop in the bin, and you can't, don't talk to me. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So there's levels where we can set out who's who. That's what I'm saying. On a training pitch, what can Iniesta do that Gerrard can't do? He said to me, Gerrard wouldn't be able to hang in a Rondo with Iniesta, Busquets and Xavi. I think that's absolutely insane.
It's crazy.
I think that's insanity.
Okay, this is what it is, yeah?
Speak on that.
Okay, cool. This is my thing, yeah? I just think that's too vague, bro, to say like, What could they do that Gerrard would struggle doing? That doesn't make you a technician, because you can do what technicians do and not struggle. My thing is, technicians, they're similar to each other. Iniesta, Zidane,
so it's
Xavi.
A style of play.
It's not a style
no,
of play.
It's not. It is and it isn't.
It's again. You see what you're saying.
You don't
saying
have to
here?
Be in the Prem to be a technician. Lee Trundle is a technician.
Crowd, young crowd, Google Lee Trundle.
Yeah, absolute technician.
Yeah. Absolute.
Madness. But let's talk about some players that we're not gonna argue about for a while. The players that are undeniably technicians. Andreas Iniesta, the definition of close control and spatial awareness. Coldest. His turns, body feint, and quick passes broke every press. Yeah? And Iniesta was part of I don't know if it was the World Cup or the Euros, but he was part of, but I want to talk about one specific team. He won a major international tournament in a team with no nine. All midfielders just running round.
Sus, yeah.
Yeah,
technicians.
All technicians.
All technicians.
All the physicality was in the back line, yeah.
One player.
Yeah.
PK.
Yeah, nah, but obviously Puyol. Yeah, but that's his physical.
Yeah,
though.
You know what I mean? But
he's physical. And obviously, because who was the midfield? It was
Busquets,
Xavi, Iniesta.
Remember, Inni was wide. Alonso.
Wide left.
Oh yes, yes.
It was Alonso, yes, Busquets.
Alonso got a chest
Xavi.
Kicked in.
Yeah.
Iniesta
yeah.
wide left.
Where the Silva?
Would have been David Silva.
No, Roll. Yeah, he went. Yeah,
Cesc as well.
That team was
Cesc
insane.
Cesc was the false nine.
All right, concentrate, Iniesta. We're here.
Yeah, Iniesta.
Iniesta is an absolute rude boy. He should be one of my favourites of
He's
all time.
He's my favourite midfielder ever.
No, my favourite midfielder apart from Scholes is Xavi. I'm not gonna lie, Xavi. Xavi's the purest midfield machine. Passing, position, scanning, rhythm, control, defined.
Barcelona.
He defined Barcelona's tiki-taka era. Yeah. But Xavi is my favourite midfielder of all time. I'm not going to lie.
Iniesta's mine.
I understand why people say Iniesta, because it makes sense. But I'm just talking about textbook. If you was in a dictionary, you wanted to teach someone how to play what is a midfielder? What is it supposed
Maestro.
To be? This is it. Xavi's the coldest for
he's
me. Like, he's so
all
cold.
All three of them. See Xavi, Iniesta, Busquets.
Oh, Busquets different level.
I see Busquets. But he's there. So Xavi and Inni can do and be so fluid. But remember what they used to call me in ends. Yeah, when I fitted into the eight.
Hackney Iniesta.
Thank you. He said it. I didn't get to say it.
You, all right, Jarlog, you pointed at him for him to say it. You idiot. Man, queued him up. Would you say Xavi's complete midfielder?
No.
It's not complete, because obviously there's things going the other way. There's that physicality and there's stuff that he's just not going to be able to have in his game. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, you look at players that like, line him up against someone like Yaya Toure. Line him up against Yaya Toure and it's crazy. But I just mean, like, sorry, quickly. I just mean, just ball at feet, just for what I like, just football. It don't get better than him.
You see, the man them want that it to be black and white. Like, this is football, bro. Yeah, there's grey areas. Yeah, there's things like that. That's the truth. Purple area, green area, red. But my thing is, I just think, and it's an opinion, innit? And I totally understand if you lot disagree. I don't think there's a lot of... This might sound mad. I don't think there's a lot of physical technicians, bro. I think most of them are like...
Paul LaBille.
But that's for me, that's an anomaly.
People that mix physicality with technique?
Let me understand. Patrick Vieira, anomaly.
Zlatan?
Zlatan.
No, but again, no, hold on.
This is Matalan.
Hold on. 2 seconds. The Zlatans, guys, hold on. The guys that are strikers and wingers, guys that are in attacking positions, they're always going to seem anomaly because they might have a pace. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, Yaya's definitely an anomaly for me.
Power and technique. No, Steven Gerrard.
No, you see where it is? Nah. Yes. No, but let me just land. Hold on.
No, I'm just telling you, guys.
What are we going back here for? Zata lad is insane, bro.
So with the Yayas and the Pogba, yeah, that's kind of like agenda driven. You get me? Man, don't want to make it like that, but it's they're more. The commentator will talk about their pace and power.
Yeah, but they are
flat between two man and all of them thing there.
They got obscene technique.
You named Patrick Vieira in that. I don't think he. Yeah, exactly. Technician. I don't think he was like that.
Can I finish? Even though I don't agree, I don't think it's crazy to put Gerrard in that tier there. You understand? But for me, that is a grey area, bro. It is because again, at the same time. It's like I said, it's football.
So can I land? Can you land with the Vieira thing then?
Yeah, go on. Steve,
no, you.
Nice, calm down, man.
Nah, because he said Vieira's not.
Vieira's not there. Vieira's not in their league. He's not in their thing, bruv.
He's not. But he mentioned him because of the physical attributes. That's it.
Okay, cool. So what about?
But he's not an anonymy then because he's not in that. He's not a technician.
I know. I agree.
I think he is. If you disagree with me, yeah, cool, win it. Like,
let's not kill each other for our opinions.
We're trying to find a defining Izzy.
No, don't do 1-2s. Don't do 1-2s.
Don't do 1-2s.
I didn't land. One sec. I didn't finish.
You did finish.
I didn't finish.
You're thinking.
Don't do 1-2s.
No, let him finish.
I was going to go on and do more things. Doesn't drop into holes like Steven Gerrard is.
Lothar.
Don't see him on the right wing. You don't see him picking up spaces. Like, yeah, man.
You think Lothar Matthäus is techier than Patrick Vieira?
Yes, absolutely. In every sense of the word.
It was a 10.
That's before me.
Every sense of the word, bro.
That's before me.
What are we doing there?
Are you gone?
I'm not going to lie. That's a little bit before me as well.
It's going back. You're going back.
Before you.
With that one.
Lothar.
With that one. You watched him, innit? I'm comparing footages to what I actually saw.
Lothar top.
So, but I think, Bolski, it's opinion, bro.
What about, okay, cool. This guy. Pirlo.
Yeah. Undeniably.
Pass master.
That's what you'd say about him.
Off camera, he said Gerrard's passing is better than him.
Yeah. Dictation.
No.
He's got more variety. Gerrard has.
Real man.
More variety.
I said he's got Pirlo.
Long passes. Yes.
Long pop. Pirlo has those over the top. Do you know what he showed me?
That's a little
driven
drift
passes.
Them.
Diags.
Yes.
Why does Pirlo need to do that? He's doing it over the top of the defense, and he's getting assists.
If Pirlo got the ball at his feet and Gerrard got the ball at his feet, I'm going with Pirlo.
Telling you stuff that matters on the pitch. I'm going with Pirlo every single time.
Guys, look, it's going crazy again. So I want to talk to you about this quickly, Loons, as well. Yeah, let me isolate this year quickly, yeah, because I'm of the mindset that Pirlo, we call him a pass master. I believe he's got all the passes. I believe he's got the lofted floater. I think he's got the dink. He's got the whip. He's got the drive.
No,
let me talk now.
I'm gonna say I'm with you, yeah. Andrea Pirlo, medium to short pass range master. Yeah, you know that little the striker, that little dart. He sees it. The game slows down.
Vision.
For him. This is why he's a technician. Everyone will be pulling up. It slows down. Little touch. Ping. You know what I'm saying? That is why he is a pass master. You see what Gerrard's got? You're running into it, and he will go. And it will go there as fast as the guy is running, and it will land at his feet.
Okay, stop.
And
stop.
Okay, stop there.
You made your point.
Pirlo ain't got that.
Wait, you got your point off, Lippy.
And that is the pass you are told not to make in Italy and Spain because they want to play compact.
Thank you.
Real football, like we play now.
No.
Xavi Alonso.
Don't. Let him go. You just stop doing it.
Xavi Alonso.
The highlight. Sorry, man said.
What is going on, fam?
This is where you man, I know what it is. You man are EDL footballers, bro. That's what it is, bro. You man are Brexit man, bro. I appreciate the whole globe. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I saw you on the march. But now, all jokes aside, I just think that's very English, bro. The long balls, the red.
No.
Like, you can. That's fine that you're saying no. Yeah, go on, bro.
I know what you're saying, and there's a little ring of truth to it. But for me, the best long distance passer is Xabi Alonso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thrived in
He's
in
the
Spanish.
Best long distance. Ping to ping. Like, you hear Trent and them say it. He put it on your feet, put it on your lace. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, this La Liga, and they don't want. Bro, if the guy's making the run, not the pass. Half the players can't make the pass.
Beckham was pinging long balls in La Liga.
For Real, he was getting...
Beckham was pinging balls in La Liga.
Beckham was finding him.
He went and got an English boy.
They had to find an English boy. Half these Spanish players can't kick it that far.
There was not a Spaniard in the land that wanted to pass where Beckham was passing.
Okay, cool.
And that's why they went and got him.
Okay, cool. That's a good point.
No, that's fact.
Jad looks hella frustrated.
I'm frustrated because I'm a Milan fan and this is one of the legends of my club and you lot are not even going to speak about this
and
guy.
Juve.
He's not a legend of Inter.
And Juve.
What are you talking about? And he's a legend for Juve. ISO
on the play. Jad, I'm calling ISO. Jad, talk.
Right, cool. Listen. What did you just say now about Pirlo? You said you don't like when someone says, oh, he doesn't need to do that. So what does it mean when he doesn't need to do that?
Bringing him in was a mistake.
You did say that. You said when a guy said.
Never pass to him. When you get the ball, don't pass it to him, bro. Man, that's not the plan.
We lost the ball. We lost the ball.
This was about
Jad,
you.
Man.
No. Like, calm down, man. Jad's talking to me.
Steve-o.
It's Jad's fault. This was about you.
You bring him in.
He
don't do one-twos, bro. No, you pass to him.
I'm doing it off
him.
His point, right, man. When I said Pirlo doesn't need to do that, what did you reply?
Yeah, I don't care that he don't need to do that.
Now do what you're supposed to do. You talk.
What Lippi said, based off English football, that's what you expect from him. Pirlo, the way they play in Serie A, especially Milan, when it's a diamond, you don't have those players running over there or over there. He was doing it over the top, which is what he had to do. Floating passes are much more difficult to unlock a defence than diags,
Jad,
when you've got a player running.
I just want to say, you are very isolating saying that they don't do long balls in Italy. And I remember seeing Crespo, Shevchenko, all these guys run off of players.
I never said they don't do long balls.
So don't get upset. Why are you getting upset?
Because you're just saying stuff I didn't even say. Why would I let him finish when he said
But he said earlier as well, and you agreed with him, that in Spain and Italy, because they're compact, they don't do long balls. That was your exact word.
I didn't say that. That's what I said.
They do, though.
Exactly. No, they don't.
If you said that to me, facts.
Yeah, and he agreed. He agreed.
I'm telling you now. I'm talking about floaters.
But that's saying off the shoulder. It's diag. That's what I meant. It's a long ball. A diag is a long ball.
Bro, what's the point if he's just going to keep...
I've asked you a question, so answer back.
I'm answering though, because you're just saying something I never even said. I'm saying
you agreed. I just explained it. You agreed with him. Yes,
I said
you did.
He said they play long balls.
He said they play long balls over the top. He said that's harder. He said they don't play the diag.
That's what I'm saying. So in Italy
and
Spain...
But diag is a long ball, and I said off the shoulder, which is what I meant is diag. That's what I meant.
You are right.
They call it splitting hairs. Yeah, don't do that.
Okay, cool. And what did I say?
No, I didn't hear what you said because you cried.
My idea of long balls in Italy are floaters. I'm trying to land.
You know what I'm saying? Go for it.
So when it's over the top, that's my long balls. Pirlo don't need to do that because they don't play like that in Italy. Milan don't play like that. What are you talking about Crespo as if he's a winger?
It's the truth though.
What are you
it's
talking about? Though, bro. When is Crespo running onto the
in
wing?
In Milan.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about Pirlo, isn't it?
Because, okay, yeah. But I'm talking about Pirlo. Hey, who does Pirlo play
done,
for?
Man. You changed it.
No, he did.
Our case.
I didn't change anything.
I'm talking about Pirlo.
That just means you didn't listen to what he said.
No.
Exactly, but you don't want to listen.
You didn't listen. Selective.
Wine has done us, man.
All right, hopefully, you know what? This might be less contentious, you know what I'm trying to say? Because we're trying to give people their flowers, talk about absolute technicians. This should be less contentious, guys. Zinedine Zidane, when we're talking about elegance, it's personified. His first touch, his balance, his control, flawless, yeah? I would say his left foot volley in the Champions League final is one of the best goals I've seen for what it was at the time. It's in a final, it's on his weaker foot, that ball took a deflection, everything. It's one of the coldest examples of technique I have ever seen. Anybody want to disagree with me?
I want to sacrifice myself, boys.
Oh, shit.
It's becoming a weekly routine.
Give him space.
Give him space to kill himself.
Don't go down with him. Bund up as well.
Do you understand what I'm doing? Metaphorically, the first time in my life, the gun's down, bro. I had my other hand still in a sly gun finger, but the gun's down. This is my thing, yeah? See, Zinedine Zidane. How old was he at that World Cup?
Couldn't tell you. He looked old.
He was still the best player there.
And his headbutting technique was...
Boys, you seen the Sports Day footage, yeah? I'm not the same, bro. Yeah, there's some things you always have, but a large part of my game was physicality. You understand, fam? Because that's gone now. I'm gone. Zidane never went.
Sounds like excuses, yeah. Man.
No, I'm rated. What do you mean? I just put myself on the line to say I can never be a Zidane. I can never be.
No, we could have told you that from Sports.
Yeah, but I'm not saying. But I'm just saying, using myself as an example. I didn't want to use you, Loons.
You could have used me for my finishing capabilities.
You could use me.
And I just think that's the case with technicians. How old was Gerrard when he slipped? Was that the latter stages of his career?
Yeah, it was last season. That's second to last season.
He wasn't as old as Zidane, you know, then.
He retired early, bro.
His prime was Juve.
He won the Champions League at 40.
Who?
Zidane.
What?
As a gaffer.
Oh, right.
We saved him.
I didn't know it was a manager.
I'd say
retired at 34 and won the Champions League.
That's what we thought.
Zizou, I was going for, like, obviously, this is a bit of pain. I was in jail. And I was falling out of love with football because obviously jail football is tuna in socks, it's darts on the
table
pitch,
tennis,
fly kicks,
they didn't have table tennis,
cricket bats, all of that. It's war. I was falling out of love with football. I had to play with my elbow up. You know what I'm saying? Then elegance. You get what I'm saying to you? Because there's no internet. I kind of lost 2 years of football. Like, I weren't really in touch with, but then when I watched that World Cup, broski.
What one?
98, when they won it.
You was in prison in 98?
I was in Feltham, yeah.
I was born. That's when I was born around them times.
World Cup 98 was a
late one.
And then, so that's when I bucked him, and then I didn't even know who he was. Euro 2000, Steve-O.
I just want to let you know, we shut down Main Street because the Reggae Boys qualified for that World Cup.
1998. Mumsy told me.
France, where I got?
Mumsy told me.
And invasion.
No. Don't disrespect my island. We're talking about technique. We're talking about technicians, yeah? I'm going to tell you something now. This is...
One of one.
This is the greatest footballer that has ever lived and ever decided to grace the pitch, in my opinion, yeah? What I'm talking about when street football meets genius, I'm talking about flair, vision.
You're not even allowed to call this technician. This is magician. This is...
Everything.
Just.
This is my favourite player that's ever existed in the world. Wait a second, guys.
Hey, what the hell is going on?
No, he wants to be a Ronaldinho. It makes sense.
No, I love Dino. He's my goat. He's my goat.
Hey, take your headphones off. I'm not doing that again.
How are you seeing through my hoodie, bro?
Are you not thinking that the way Ronaldinho played, stylistically, which, by the way, he could do what the others could do, again, like Gerrard, but he played different to them lot.
Wasn't a midfielder like them, though, bro. So it's like...
So why the hell is he here?
No, we're just talking about technique.
I just think he's like...
Ultimate technician.
Yeah, ultimate technician. I just think with him, he's something that I think should come back to the game. Like
Maverick.
Yeah, just that free role, bro. A guy that's so good that
Pep would never.
Is beyond the system. Go out there and win us that game.
The closest thing to showmanship like him was Neymar.
It's the showmanship. It's that playing with a smile on the face. Like, it's that... Without even signing weird, like, I've watched him playing football, blood, and see him smiling, and it's made me happy, bro.
But do you know what,
like,
it is?
Do you get what I mean?
This is what it is with Dino, yeah? Sorry, quickly, yeah? This is what it is with Dino, yeah? Let's because a lot of people, you mentioned Neymar, a lot of people argue that Neymar's better than he was.
No, he's not.
I don't think so.
Ronaldinho walked so he could run.
I don't think so, but I understand why they say that.
I get it.
Because this is my thing, yeah? Let's have it right. I've turned on come on, broski. I've turned on the game, yeah, and see Ronaldinho. Like, I remember when I think they played Portsmouth or something, Europa League, AC Milan, and he wasn't amazing, but just still the tech. Yeah, it's undeniable.
Number 80.
It doesn't even matter how well he plays.
It's just the style.
Can I ask you quickly, Mark? You two are being sensible now. Is a technician with flair an entertainer?
Yeah,
that can be.
What kind of question?
I'm definitely asking the question.
How can we say that no? How can
we couldn't say no.
No, but because I'm saying a technician alone won't be really an entertainer. And then you got flair players and they're not really an entertainer.
There's a fine line though.
I mean the full, right, Ronaldinho is a full-on entertainer.
Again, boys, entertainment is the subject. There's different facets of entertainment because for me, there's a tackle. That's entertainment, right?
That's what I'm about to say, yeah.
There's a ping.
It's crazy.
A crossbow saves, like, you it's know what dark. I mean? So
you know what it is, yeah? So does the style, how much is the style of play and the flair?
There you go,
style. Affecting how we see these players, because there's certain players, yeah? And stylistically, they're all, in my mind, they're all elite level technicians, but stylistically, if I saw them in a silhouette, I'll know who they are. Someone say that, Van Persie. If I saw Van Persie in a silhouette, I'll know it's him. Lampard's got a style. If I saw Lampard in a silhouette, I'll know it's him.
I think it's Tony Soprano.
Huh?
What?
This is my thing, yeah? Because to quickly say what you said, yeah? Before we talk about this guy, yeah? Loons, let's think of everyone. Let's think of a technician that isn't necessarily entertaining. Can you think of one?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a couple. Like,
Schweinsteiger.
Steven Gerrard. Like, he's not always entertaining, but he's a technician.
He can run box the office. Game. He's
very yeah.
Steven's hey, box Steven. Office, man.
He is
Steven's
box office, office. But it's not every time. Sometimes he runs the game in the show. I've got a perfect example. I watched him run the show on the weekend. Brentford, Jordan Henderson. Jordan Henderson.
What, is he a technician?
Of course. Not a high level, maybe yeah, to yeah, tier
yeah.
four.
Yeah, yeah, cool, I'm with you now. I'm with you.
This is where you lot have got me. Because I can't say Jordan Henderson is a technician and say Gerrard isn't.
Yeah, but you know
I
he...
I can't do that.
But you know...
I think Jordan Henderson is a technician.
Damn. We got him.
We got him. We can show. Show done.
We've done it in real time. And this is what the show's about. This is why it's so great, because we work out and we have conversations. The last player I want to touch on and
Why? Bun up. Wow. Hey. Yeah. Bun up.
After you want to touch the wine.
Up.
Touch up. Button.
It's too late. It's done already gone by. The last player I want to touch.
Because it's messy, it's calm. It doesn't even matter.
It don't matter. It is what it is. But basically, this is the greatest player of all time of our generation. Even though he's not my favourite, I think Ronaldinho is. But he is factually the greatest player of our lifetime.
I wouldn't
say
that.
Of everybody. Well, I believe it is. But it's facts. You can't argue it, yeah? He is.
He's the yeah? epitome of a technician.
Is he... Is he the greatest technician?
Yes.
Yes.
Of all time?
Not by far, but...
Lionel Messi. We're talking about Lionel Messi.
I think Ronaldo's a better technician than Messi.
Okay, so we want to talk about Messi. Messi is balance or dribbling, that low center of gravity, his vision, his passing, his finishing. He's a complete technical player. He's got solo goals. He's got playmaking goals. That little spell when him and Fabregas was playing football and linking up here was some of the... What? Fabregas at Barca? If you don't know, go on TikTok or go on YouTube if you just want to have some fun and go and watch what Messi and Fabregas was doing, that link up. Just go and watch it. In sensational football. You get what I'm trying to say?
Messi embodied what Maradona done.
Okay, cool. So, also, you are saying Messi's technician, you're saying he's not yet. I don't know.
No one said he's not.
Okay, cool. I don't know how this is gonna look and how it's gonna affect you, because obviously I think Messi's better, yeah. But remember that example of that I'm using, yeah, of that you put them on a training field, yeah, and you go through drills and who's gonna struggle, yeah.
Yeah, that's where that
if
pops.
You put Messi on a training field and you put Cristiano Ronaldo on a training field, Ronaldo's gonna do better at more drills.
Whoa.
And that's my point. I'm landing my point.
Head, I'm landing my point. Long distance, Marks, finishing, left foot, right foot, heading, very rare.
Passing, no. Dribbling, no.
Heading, yes. Yeah. Long distance shooting, yes.
No, not necessarily, no.
Steve-O, let me ask you this. Steve-O, let me set this up for you, please. Let me set this up to you, please. Steve-O, you're an ex-pro. Did you ever go in, yeah, and they said, we're doing heading today, whole team, like
no,
Messi and
no,
all them.
That's not a drill.
That's not finishing, a drill.
Set pieces when they're crossing. When they're crossing, they do crosses. They do crossing drills. Are you stupid?
Greatest player ever. Facts, non-fiction, fiction. I'm not going to disagree with that. Messi ideally could be or is to most people. That's not... When we talk technician, CR7 is higher than Messi.
Whoa.
Argue with your mum. Argue with whoever you want. CR7.
Argue with your mother is so rude on this table. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
And my mum will tell you.
I'm going to say, you know what? Stop. That's a yellow card. I'm giving you a yellow card.
Technician. I stand on it.
Well, I just want to say, on this table, considering how the show's got, Argue with your mother is insane.
You know what?
Sorry, don't use that again.
Why?
We're gonna go back. Can we go back to all the points we saw about technique? Let's just go back to all the points we saw about technique. Just all the points.
Earlier on, you didn't even defend Ronaldo like this when they said Ronaldo wasn't like that.
What do you mean?
Earlier on, they were saying Ronaldo probably wasn't like that.
Wait. Are you lot? If you want to label the Ronaldo in Saudi, then do that. When we're talking about prime CR7, carrying the ball under pressure, ball control, passing range, striking cleanly, we're not going to do
Messi
that.
Messi will cook him up in passing drills. Don't do that.
Yeah. But he said Ronaldo can't
Messi
pass.
Messi will smoke him in passing
he
drills. Don't do
Ronaldo
that.
No, but just compare the two
he
players.
Compared to Messi.
Messi can't pass.
Messi will smoke him in passing drills. Don't do that.
Pass, prime for prime, his passing's better. His passing's better.
Lippy, go lips. Lips.
His passing's better.
Can I land?
That's an argument.
You see, with CR7 and Gerrard, it's made man clock, bro. Technicians, bro. It is a style of play, bro. It is, bro. Because you can't, because I think, Gerrard, because my thing is, Gerrard and CR7 technically is up there with these guys, innit? But they're not technicians, bro.
They both drop flair.
That's not a diss.
They both drop flair.
Yeah, it's a play style. It's not a diss. It's not a diss. They have the option, because this is my thing. For me, technicians, are players that for the most part, bro, they don't have the option of doing what Gerrard and CR7 can do.
That's why they're in that element doing that.
Even me, Thierry Henry, I think the epitome of elite technique. Running past all them man, that's not a technician, my G. That's my favourite player ever.
The two things there, if Henry, so I've got two things here, but they're quick, I'll be quick with them.
It's great
Henry,
areas, it's great
Henry
areas.
is another example of the Gerrard factor in the sense that he could have been a number nine and just said, you know what, I just want to be a nine.
But
and
he
I'm just
too much.
Because he had so much, he could do it all. Yeah, and then he doesn't get labelled really as that number nine, right? Messi, going back to the Messi thing as well, because he doesn't do the stuff that Ronaldo does, it doesn't mean he can't do it. 100%. Like, that's it, that's all.
Just quickly before we move on, is Henry a technician?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
He is. 100%. Do you know what it is? But again, but these are like Super Saiyan technicians, bro.
We got to wrap, and just before obviously we go, we want to bring up a few people, some honourable mentions. There's pioneers of pure technical artistry, like way before the modern era, and they inspired some of today's stars. These men walked so man could run. Firstly, I want to give a quick shout out to Berbatov.
Berbatov.
First touch elegance. I'm not going to lie. With my own two eyes, that I've seen, it's the best touch I've ever seen. I was at the Tottenham Stadium before the old one.
Brother's gifted.
And I don't know I can't remember what game it was, and the goalkeeper done a goal kick or something. And for whatever reason, it just went high. It just felt like it came out of the stadium. It was the highest kick I've ever seen, everybody was watching it and it came down and Berbatov just went,
and you know what makes it worse?
Insane.
You know what makes it worse,
you're talking about that touch.
Marv,
let him explain his best touch, man. That was a nice antidote.
You know, it was dope. You know what makes it worse, though? He smoked a 20 box before.
Smoked a 20 box before the game.
Steve-O, he was smoking a 20 box in the change room before he pulled it out of the air as well.
Insane.
That's what, you know, he's a technician.
Another one, we mentioned him earlier. We put him in the thingy tear. Ozil.
Invented the bounce pass, the bounce
Ozil's
kick.
Cold. I think, I don't know if you agree with me. I think his time at Arsenal was underwhelming for how good he is.
100%.
But just to talk about who he is, like vision,
pure tech,
insanity.
Do you think it's a lot of these players? It's about where they're from, because like these men are part of like he's Turkish originally and Bulgaria,
100%,
kind of close.
Yes,
so it's like North African, to high flair, to rapped.
Bro,
part of the world, North
where
African,
you are from determines how you play.
That's all I wanted to thank
to the,
you
to the limit.
But it's mixed. It's all mixed.
It's all mixed. It's all mixed.
You go South America, it's mad.
Nigeria.
Steve-O, 2 seconds. But who? What's nationality? That's what one nationality that's not here. Definitely
England.
English. There's not an English.
Rooney could be there.
We've got Berbatov. We've got Ozil. We've got Odegaard. We've got Bergkamp. We've got Neymar. We've got JJ Okocha. Yeah. We've got Robinho. Yeah. We've got Henry. We've got Ronaldo. Big Ronaldo. I mean,
no.
CR7. And then we got R9.
Phenomenon. El Phenomenon.
If yous are telling me Wayne Rooney can't hang with these players, then yous don't understand football, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yous are sick.
Hold on.
Wayne Rooney.
Yous are sick.
Paul Gascoigne. Stop. Man said, For me, yeah, Rooney is an anomaly in the English game. He's the only one I've seen. He's not. The other one you said is Gascoigne, who was about 20 years before, who I didn't see, who's come another decade
what, technique,
after.
Matt Letizia.
So if we've got four men in 30 years, five men.
You're going to keep going years. Up.
Okay, keep going up. Keep going up.
Hoddle, what Matt Letizia. Do you think English people ain't got technique? You think English people ain't got technique?
Lou Letizia. Hey, crowd, please can you name the most techiest English players of the last 30 years, please?
Okay, cool. And also...
17 years.
Wow, this is, you're talking
we're
to 16
25
year
years into this.
You're talking to 16-year-olds.
To about 30 years
you're talking
years
to 16-year-olds, about 30 years.
No,
stop it.
16-year-olds. I know better adults, brother.
Even if they're 25.
And if they... One sec, hang about. And if they don't know the last 30 years of football, you don't know ball. Don't come on the show. Don't question us if you can't go back to 2000 and talk about Henry.
2000 weren't 30
you
years talking, ago.
You just named players there that formula I just said. Bergkamp signed in 97.
He's got a little point. He's got a little point. He's got a little point.
You sound like them lot.
He's got a little point. He's got a little point.
Let me land.
All right, let Lippy go.
30 years ain't long, bro. My kid's 20 years old.
I apologise for being young, innit?
For being young, innit?
I'm off, man.
Stop. No, wait, wait. Wait, 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 wait.
Sit down. Sit down, man. Sit down, man. But who do you think you are?
I apologise for being 4 years old 30 years ago, yeah? And not knowing about
Henri is 30 years ago.
No, he wasn't. Henri
what are you
was
doing?
Graham Henri weren't 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
2000?
We bought him in 2000. That's not 30 years ago.
Well, we're in 2000. Okay, it's 25. I'm giving you back until 95.
You, people that are born from 2000 plus are you.
Yeah, you're splitting hairs.
You're born in the late 90s. You're not 30 yet, bro.
I said the last
you,
30, bro.
All right, cool. So you look,
Henri was
look.
He won the Euro right, look, 2000s boys, with
boys,
France, bro.
Boys.
It's 25 years. It's
believe
it. 5 years, 9.
Boys!
Ah, oh, cool, man.
Believe it or not, I enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, man.
Crowd, we're going to leave it up to you. We just want to know. We want to know. Not to throw him out there, but do you agree or disagree with Lippy's statements, yeah? Gerrard was good, but he wasn't technically brilliant. And you can have technique and not be a technician. Get in the comments below and just let us know. Like,
Lou
Letizia, subscribe.
Hackney Iniesta.
Join our Patreon.
Young Romario.
Join our Fantasy Football League. The code is UNL6R2.
Skitsi Nakamura.
Boys, guys, see you later, man.